The Secretary of State's office began investigating the organization after receiving complaints from more than a dozen counties. So far, investigators for the office say they've confirmed 25 forged voter applications submitted by the group in seven counties. The chief investigator for the office, Chris Harvey, says the Secretary of State believes one or more canvassers for the group committed the fraud. He also says the office has been unable to determine whether 26 others are fraudulent.
One of the reasons why this matters is because it can change the status of a voter.
But Harvey said he has found no evidence so far that the group's executive director and House Minority Leader Stacey Abrams intended to commit fraud.
I think what is clear, though, is that some elements within New Georgia Project are doing just that.
Meanwhile, Georgia Election Board member David Worley raised concerns about how the investigation has been handled.
I just don't think it's helpful to brand an organization and call into question its work, you know, right before the election in a way that may have the effect of discouraging people to register to vote.
Secretary of State Brian Kemp defended the investigation and says it's the duty of his office to look into every instance of voter fraud.
But I think when something does escalate to an individual Georgian who is having, you know, their signature forged, then that's against the law, and it's a felony in Georgia, and I took an oath in office.
The election board also voted to extend the date the New Georgia Project has to submit documents requested in a subpoena from this past Tuesday until September 26th. Earlier Wednesday, Stacey Abrams said the group has gone above and beyond to follow the law. She also said she objects to what she believes appears to be a witch hunt and a fishing expedition by Secretary of State Kemp.
This is overly burdensome, it is an abuse of power, and it's harassing.
Abrams said the Secretary of State has yet to register more than 51,000 out of about 85,000 voters the group has registered. Michelle Wirth, WEBE News.